Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original series that tells the story of nonprofit organizations in our area, made possible in part by the Ball State Federal Credit Union. This month, we'll hear from a group that provides a variety of post-secondary support and referral services to current and former foster youth.
Hi, I'm Michelle Kinsey, and I am joined by Olivia and Savannah, and they're here to talk about the Guardian Scholars Program. Well, Olivia, do you want to start us off? Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you are involved with Guardian Scholars.
Hi, I'm Olivia Fellows, and I am the program coordinator for Guardian Scholars here at Ball State. The Guardian Scholars Program is a post-secondary support and scholarship program for current and former foster youth attending the university.
How long has the program been in existence?
Our program began in 2004. The program started as a pilot project with support of Lumina Foundation as they approach the research center we're located in, which is a social science research center on campus, who had done about 25 years of research on outcomes for older youth and independent living services.
How many students are involved with the program now?
Well, our current cohort for this academic year upcoming will be 10 students. I will add a little side note to this. We serve Ivy Tech as well. We do consulting with them. So there's a presence on Ivy Tech East Central campuses for Guardian Scholars. So we work with a few students at those campuses as well.
Wonderful. And Savannah, you are one of the students that we are referring to. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're doing within the Guardian Scholars Program?
Well, I first came to college my freshman year. I was far away from home and I was by myself. And I really needed help getting my college life started and understanding the different elements of what a college campus can bring me. And Olivia from Guardian Scholars really helped me open doors and understand what things meant that I couldn't have my parents explain to me or anything like that.
I'm sure that you've talked about Guardian Scholars before with your friends, and they've probably said, what is that? What do you tell them?
I tell them that it's a great program that I'm in and that I love doing it. I think one of the hardest things about coming to college as a foster youth is that you don't have a lot of support and you want to find where you belong. And Guardian Scholars was a great program for me to jump into and to really feel like I had a place at Ball State. I remember having so much fun doing ornaments for the holidays and volunteering at the Back to Teacher store and all these different things. And it's such a great experience for me to go back on the Facebook page and see all these pictures from before the Indiana Guardian Scholars program page. I just feel like Guardian Scholars is where I belong.
This program here at Ball State, Olivia, is definitely a one of a kind, literally. Talk a little bit about that.
It is one of a kind. So when we started in 2004, we were the first program of our kind in the state of Indiana, and we're still exclusively the only program serving foster care on a college campus. In 2012, our program started a scholarship endowment. It is $2,500 per year. That scholarship's renewable for up to 4 years. So that's potentially $10,000 that can really help go towards those specific funds that our students need. And Savannah is a scholarship recipient and knows the value of that scholarship and what it's meant to her.
Wow. Savannah, can you talk a little bit about that? I can't even imagine how wonderful that news probably was to hear that you were the recipient.
Yeah, it was really great. It was actually my first scholarship process of actually being interviewed, submitting an application, and, you know, sitting there tittering my fingernails, worried if I was going to get it or not. I was really, really excited to get it.
That's wonderful. Olivia, can you expand on that a little bit and talk a little bit about some of the services, I guess, or experiences and help that you provide the students here on campus?
Yeah, we offer a variety of direct and indirect services for our students. Most notably, we work with academic planning and coaching, so really helping our students create an individualized plan to help them succeed at the university. We do another variety of services. We create fast-track linkages for our students, so we have a stakeholder in every campus office. So some of those things that can be more challenging for a foster care student, such as financial aid, we have a direct contact who understands what our program means and can help our student immediately by just a phone call or a meeting with that person. And it really creates a special experience for our students.
What if there is a student or someone listening, maybe even a foster parent that would like to get more information? What should they do?
Yeah. In terms of how we recruit our students and work and reaching out. We really work with guidance counselors, DCS professionals, that's Department of Child Services, CASA volunteers, but we want to continue to reach out, and we want these populations as well as others to know that this program exists and that they can apply for our program, and that's all located on our website, which is bsu.edu/ssrc/guardian scholars.
Community Connection is hosted by Michelle Kinsey and engineered by Sean Ashcraft. You can revisit this episode and catch up with all of our previous editions at any time at our program website, indianapublicradio.org/communityconnection.